on Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. A Neiru V'yev. Frek the Gemara V'Hashaminan L'Rabbi Shimon D'Les L'Breira. Rabbi Shimon over here says, Rabbi Shimon over here says it's going to be a good day. Rabbi Shimon holds Breira. Kashya
Rabbi Shimon. Elsewhere, so how can he hold over here?
Right. So Kashya Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Shimon. El Epoch, turn it around. Turn this around. Frek the Gemara my Kashya. Dilma ki les le Rabbi Shimon Breira Bidraisa. Aval Bidrabanan Isle. Oh, why don't we go say that answer that over here this is Bidrabanan, he holds Bidrabanan, he holds Breira.
Obviously, there's no difference.
Kasav Rabbi Yosef man di Isle Breira. Loishna bid oiraisa, loishna bid rabbanan, isle isle. Amanda lesle, brera, loishna bid oiraisa, loishna bid rabbanan, lesle. Okay, what an answer. Okay, across the board, the nature of brera is such.
The fact that they didn't ask that question is a raya that there's no such logic for that point.
Oh, gvaldik, there's no such raya, fine. Rav Amar, no, shani yasin, bidin, rachis, shashireha, nikarim. It's not a kash. Where does Rabbi Shimon less Breira? When does Rabbi Shimon hold less Breira? That's the case of the barrel of wine. The chavish shal yayin. The chavish, the bazun, the chavish shal yayin. The chavish shal yayin, these are the voracious. You have to be able to identify. Rabbi Marshani chasim, the bidin voracious, shasherecha nikarim. And therefore you don't have it over there.
Not a shayla of Breira that makes it no good.
It's been a racious. You need racious. Shashar Nikarin. Fine.
That's what.
Amoy Abay Elomiato. How you will find of Shnei remind him to pomegranates. Shel Tevel. The Arani says, Im Yerdu Gesham Hayom Yehe Zetuma Al Zev. Vim Lav Lo Yerdu Gesham Hayom Yehe Zetuma Al Zev. Hachinam. Does that mean to say, Bain Yerdu, Bain Lo Yerdu, the Ain Bidder of Klom? Does that mean to say that if you hold Hachanam Bein Yerdu, Bein Lo Yerdu, the Ain Bidrav Klo, maybe you go and you're going
to say. It's something in the future, it has to happen in the future. It's the same way as the Rimon.
Because of Ain Brera. Vechi, it's not Rashis, it's not Nikodim. Vechi, Teima Hachanam, that's right. We hold Rashis. Rashis, Melamit, Sheshirach, Nikodim. Vechi, Teima Hachanam. Oh, the Atna, we learned in the Mishnah, Omer, someone says, Chuma Sakriya Ze, Umas Roysav, Besoichoi, I want the Chumas of the Kriya Ze, Umas Roysav, Besoichoi, Uchumas Maise Ze, Besoichoi, Rabbi Shimon Omer,
or Chumas Maise Ze, get a pile of Meiser and said, Chumas Meiser in this is also Mufresh.
I don't understand.
Chuma
sakriya zeh, the chuma of this pile, umas reisav besoichai. Uchumas and the chumas ma'isa zeh is besoichai. So Rabbi Shimon oimer kara Hashem, it works. Breira. Beferish, you see Breira, yeah?
Yes.
Rabbi Shimon oimer kara Hashem. The Gemara says, Shani asam diika sevivai. You have what's called the Sevivai. What's the Sevivai? You have Rashi. What's called the Sevivai? Rashi. Sheireha Nikarim. Because since he said Besoichai, the Iu Besoichai Kama. Hermaisa? Since he said Besoichai. He said Besoichai, so Besoichai makes it Sheireha Nikarim. That's why it is Taka Nikarim. Shaini Hasam, the Iko Sevivav. The I Boyis Ema. Kedatani Taima Amrulah Rabbi Meir Iatan Moideh. Don't you admit? Shema Yivaka Hanoi. Another time. Now this going back to the original. This going back to the original sugya.
You don't have to switch with Shimon.
When Rabbi Shimon does not hold the Breira, because maybe the barrel, the container will crack, and then all of the Yitruma will go down the drain into the sewer, and it turns out the Lemafreya. You ate chulin, you ate tevel. If you're never going to be mafresh to the Maisa HaFrosha, so then it's never going to be retroactive. If it's not going to be retroactive, the mafrei, the person mafrei, he ate tevel. Misa de Shemayim. We're not worried. Lichasha Yivaka. When the barrel will break, it will break.
So you see, he holds Breira. It's just over there, there's a secondary reason why he holds by truma by the.
You don't say brera. So frag the gemara lemay the solik in the coin the chav min the meikar the bidin reishes shushir and nikar the meikar marley. In the chav min that we thought meikar, what was the response? According to the chav min, the reason why Rabbi Shimon does not say brera. It's because you need the Shesherecha Nikarin. Why do the other opinions in the Mishnah disagree? One says we say it's not good because you need Shesherecha Nikarin. What's the rebuttal? What is the rebuttal to the argument of the need to have Shesherecha Nikarin? What's rebuttal? Ulamai, the Salik Adaitin may call the Venerations Shesherecha Nikarin, my Kamalei, and for the Gemore, Hachi Kamalei, Lididon. According to us, we need reishes shishlecha nikarin. Lididach. Ia tamoid shema yivaka hanoid. Ah, so shema yivaka hanoid. So we want to maintain both of these svaras. Don't you admit shema yivaka hanoid? Other nims are shoyz that tefal lemafreya. So amalechem lichashiyivaka. When the barrel will break, we'll worry about it. We'll worry about it. Right now, there's nothing to worry about. Right now, the barrel is fit, so we're not worrying about it. It's a different attitude about life. Aren't you worried about corona? When we'll get corona, we'll worry about it. Right now, we're not worried about it. Lichashiyivaka. This represents an attitude towards life. To what degree do you say Ezeh Chacham Haroye Esanoilat? There's no guarantee it's going to break. Why do you have to assume it's going to break? Haroye Esanoilat means things that are going to be born. The baby, a woman who's pregnant, the baby's got to come out one way or another. Roye Esanoilat, the marshal is a pregnant woman. Tisha Yarche Leida. Tisha Niyodeya. Why? Yodeya. When it comes to Das, a Chacham has Das. What's the Chacham of Das? Roye es ha-noilat. What's Noilat? Something that must come. But something that does not come, don't be a Chacham.
Noilat is past tense, isn't it?
Haroye? So the Orlyan, Rabbi Orlyan, I think he was into that. Roya es hanoilad means it's in the past tense. When it happens, when it happens now, you saw it coming. Roya.
Even though really now it wasn't yet born, you roya as if it was noilad already.
That's one interpretation. Or you say that when it happens, you knew about it because you saw it coming. But that's not my point. My point over here is you have a combination of two words. Is a zeh chacham? What's a chachma? Haroye es hanoilat. Chachma is knowledge. Knowledge is the future. But what type of future? The marshal given is leida. Leida is a vadai. A woman who's pregnant, guess what? That baby's coming out. Dead or alive, it's coming out. When you're dealing with a chachma, oh, maybe. Will it rain tomorrow? I don't know what's going to be. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. Oh, I have to be a chacham. I have to prepare for the future because I see it coming. Excuse me, is it a vadai or is it a suffik? The chachma, zeh chacham roye sanoilad, chazal precise. Vadai, exactly.
When you have a vadai,
that's a chacham. The chachma is not to think about it.
Don't think about it now. Maybe it won't ever come.
Exactly. The chachma is not just that. It's you're selective in what you're roya. You're selective in being roya dafka noilat. What's not noilat? The chachma is to ignore it. Because who said it's going to happen altogether? You hear the vart? I like your word better about ayoy. Is a loishmili. Loishmili means ayoy. The ayoy. I love that word. It's a very good word. I have to put that on the chat. I got to put it on the Daf Yomi chat. For the ganze Welt. How come when you said to Yankel, you're learning with Ephraim? Which Ephraim? A million Ephraims.
He knows I learned with Ephraim.
How does he know?
Because we talk.
He knows my name? I haven't spoken to him in years.
He's trying to engage me in a conversation. We're in the middle of learning over here.
Rabbi Eliez Oimer. Rabbi Eliez Oimer. Rabbi Eliez says the following.
Omer Rabbi Yankel.
Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Yom Tov HaSamach L'Shabbos Bein Milifonecha Bein Me'acharecha. Rabbi Eliezer says, I went to a bris today.
This coming Shabbos, Yom Tov HaSamach
L'Shabbos. Yom Tov HaSamach L'Shabbos, a Yom Tov HaSamach L'Shabbos Bein Milifonecha Bein Me'acharecha. A Yom Tov that's way before or afterwards. Adam Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Eruvim. We had this mission. We quoted this mission before. The Oimer. Eruvi Berishon Lemizrach, Uvesheni Lamarif, Berishon Lamarif, Uvesheni Lemizrach, Eruvi Berishon Uvesheni, Kibnei Eruvi.
Why do you have to say both ways?
Wait, I don't say this, Nachamot.
Uvesheni Lamarif. Or, what's different in the second statement? Berishon Lamarif, Uvesheni Lemizrach. I mean, why is this repetitive? Why is it necessary? Himself. Is there a difference east or west?
Let's see Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi's Ruve Ashal Mizrach Yiknili Hayoim Litzarch Machar Ve Ruvi Shal Ma'arev Yiknili Bibenash Mashas Dulmachar Litzarch Yoim Shani. The Kasavra Biliazer Shabbos Vyamtiv Lav Kichad Yoim Arichaninu. Shabbos and Yamtiv is not one long day, Elashte Kiddushas. Oh, even halacha lemaisa, we paskin that Rosh Hashanah lehalacha is two kedushas in machshava.
For each day in a different way.
Yeah.
This shofar blowing in this different. When there's no shofar blowing, I'm going to this show. When there is shofar blowing, I'm going the other direction to that show.
I don't know, Klar, but I vaguely remember learning that this din of Rosh Hashanah is yoyma arichta. It's one long day, has extremely limited applications in halacha. Maybe in muksa? Extremely limited.
Why are there 2 days of Rosh Hashanah?
Because of Shema Niskalkal Hashir. Pamachas Niskalkal Hashir. Because what happened in the Beis HaMikdash, the witnesses did not come. This is Gemara. The witnesses did not come. It was already in the afternoon. And late in the day, the witnesses did not come. So they thought for sure today is not Rosh Hashanah. Tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah. So the Levim began to sing the Shira.
That's why you say from something, Loimatsinu El Ma'uber. That's why El is always a certain amount.
Right.
Of time, so you know exactly.
Because Rosh Hashanah is always going to be 2 days no matter what. Because of the Shira was Neskalkel. What's so terrible, the Shira was Neskalkel? It's a bad simon. Simoni Milsa. It's a bad simon. That's what it says.
They sang the wrong shir for what?
On every day of the year, we say the shir Monday, Sunday through Shabbos. Hayom Yom Rishon Shabbos. On Yom Tif, there's a special shir for each day Yom Tif. For Rosh Hashanah, Lam Natseach, Livnei Koirach, Mizmar. Every day, there's a different shear for every single day.
They thought that this was a regular day.
Right.
And therefore, they sang the regular shear of the day.
Right. And then what happened was the witnesses came towards the end of the day and they said their testimony. And Bezin says, Taka, today's Rosh Hashanah.
Why didn't you just push it off? Why didn't Bezin do it?
Because they have to get the show on the road. There's a cutoff point. The guy, I don't know the details, but they have to say the shir, but the Tamishal Shaka, Tamishal, I don't know, but they have to.
But it will be that if they come at a certain time, and it's too late, they'll tell them, sorry, we're
closed. No, they don't, because the Bezin, for whatever reason, they wanted it to be that year on Rosh Hashanah to be on that day. There was a reason why the Bezin felt it necessary to be on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. They wanted it to be on that day. They want the witnesses to come. They want them to come, for whatever reason. Then it turned out they sang the wrong shira. And when you sing the wrong Shira, this is a Churban. It's a Churban in the Welt.
So when you say now Rosh Hashanah is 2 days.
Yeah.
So how did that change now when Eben came?
They said that if witnesses, it didn't change. You're right. This is a big machlekes rishonim. Your question is a very complicated. You're asking a very good question, and if I'm not mistaken, there are three answers. Machlekes rishonim, three opinions as to.
The second of Tishrei,
it used to be one day Rosh Hashanah, one single day, not 2 days. So the question was, is the one day going to be today, or is the one day, is day number one going to be tomorrow? Is Elul going to be 29 days? Is Elul going to be 30 days? When they were masaking, what exactly was the takana? The takana was that if witnesses do not come past a certain point in time, automatically, that day is going to be Rosh Hashanah.
What does that mean?
No matter what. I don't know. I don't remember. But the reason why we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah is because of the Shira. That's all I remember. Niskalkel Hashir. I have to think it through. I remember, we learned the sugya once, very beyun, and now I forgot everything. The sugya of...
And it's
a three-way machloikis rishonim exactly how this solves the problem. How did this solve the problem? The simplest answer was that if the witnesses do not come by a certain point in time, then automatically, by default, that day, if the witnesses do not come by a certain point in time...
And it has to be Elul. They can't make it this way. You've got to be makabel witnesses in order to makabel the chaydash.
I don't remember. I tell you, I mamash don't remember. Okay, I don't remember the whole sugya.
Okay. Anyhow, this is talking.
It's a bad sign when you're beginning to forget. It's a very bad sign when you forget.
Ephraim, I'm so old that I forget.
It's Yom HaZikaron, Zichron Truah this year.
It's the only day of the year that you remember what the day is. It's Rosh Hashanah. Every other day of the year, you have no zikaron at all of what the day is. On Rosh Hashanah, you remember today is Rosh Hashanah.
Not everyone's going to remember it's Rosh Hashanah this year.
People
are going to sleep.
If you have no zikaron at all whatsoever, it's the day that you always remember that it's Rosh
Hashanah. All right, let's go vayit. Let's go vayit in the Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer says,
"Yeah, Rosh Hashanah." My question: why does he have to say Mishnah?
So listen to Rashi. Rashi explains. Fine. Next Rashi. The answer to your question is very simple. The Gemara asked your question. We had the Gemara's question. Is it Bishloima when you have Shabbos? I don't know the answer. Okay, let's go weiter. You have to know the answer to every question. What's that boy and girl that got engaged yet?
No, she probably has to go to LA now to meet his parents.
So go. Gay gesunte hate, go.
Go ahead.
Eruve berishain uvesheni, eruve berishain uvesheni. Let's say, my uve berishain uvesheni, kimne iri. On my first day, on day one and day two, kimne iri. Berishain, eruve berishain.
I don't
want to
have an
error. Eruve berishain, uvesheni, kimne iri. Eruve besheni, on day number two, berishain, kimne iri. You can do it, gesunte hate. Gay gesunte hate. No way. Why? Because they hold that it's Yom Arichta. Rashi, because the Racham hold when it comes to 2 days Yom Tif, when it comes to Shabbos, Hasamach Yom Tif, Samach Shabbos, Bein Milifonech, Bein Miacharecha, it's Yom Arichta. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, the Gemara doesn't explain, but it has to be this. It's one kedusha. Rashi before really said that. Next, Kate said Yatsa. So what should you do? Kate said Yatsa. My lichai berishayim, you take your ev with you berishayim, the machshech alav, the noyloy boloy, and you take it back home. Ketzad yaseh,
who's saying that? The chachamim? Ketzad yaseh. It's going to the chachamim. Going to the chachamim to say...
That you can make on 2 days. Each day do different. It's going according to the chachamim, ketzad yaseh? Right, the Chachamim say you gotta do one shot. It's all or nothing. So let's explain. According to the Chachamim.
What happens if somebody wants? No, maybe the Chachamim is saying it's just a continuation. Let's see.
Ketzad yaseh, my lichay berishay the machshech alav, and you have to stay there. The noyla, you take it back home.
What should he do?
My lichay berishay.
He's just telling him hilchas eruv.
Fine. Umachshech alav. The noyla, you take it back home. You take the bread back home. Ubala, you go back home. Basheni day to machshechalav ve'ochloy, and you eat it there on the spot. Ubala, v'nimsa mistaker behalichasay u'mistaker be'eruvay. Rashi, let's see the Rashi. Rashi says, berishoin erev. This solution only works erev yomtiv Shabbos. Yomtiv comes first. Shlofin Shabbos. U'machshechalav ad sheyikneh erev. V'noyloy ubala. Why should you take it home with you? Because maybe it's going to be stolen. Shema ye oved, it'll get lost. Vishuv ein lo erev b'sheni. You're not going to have an erev on day two. Kidig tani nechal.
Why does Rashi say my lichay hashliach?
Where is that? Where are you reading from? Where are you reading right? Where is shliach? I'm reading the Rashi. No shliach. Where's shliach? What are you talking about? You're reading the wrong Rashi's.
Rashi, right up.
Oh, my lichay. You're right. My lichay hash. You're right. Why dafka shliach? Why not he himself? I tell you the answer. Because the answer is because if you yourself go there, you do not need bread. That's the answer.
Say the rule.
You don't need bread. Just be there. You be there. If you yourself are present. If you yourself are on site. Then you don't need bread. You only need bread when you're at home. You want to be at home when Shabbos begins, and you want to be kind of Shvitzah 2,000 amos away. Then you need bread. But if you don't mind, so why don't you yourself travel where you want to be kind of Shvitzah? Stand there during the entire Ben Hashmashos period, and then automatically you kind of Shvitzah.
Why? You're not allowed to go 4 amos beyond your house on the other direction?
No. You're not.
Well, where did he give a simon that he's kind of shvisa here?
The default is this simple.
He wants to be here. Well, what is that going to do?
The way it works is by default, wherever you are is where you're kind of shvisa.
Why did you say wherever your house is? And
no, that's incorrect.
The guy's 1,000 feet from his house, and now Shabbos falls. That happens then. The shvisa is 1,000 feet from his house?
Yeah. That's
what... Make it home in time. Where do you see that from?
I think that's correct. That is correct. I believe that is correct. If you don't make it home for Shabbos and you're 1,000 amos away from your dira, maybe not in a city. The reason why it sounds so foreign to you is because we live in cities. So in a city, you have the entire city is one big dalet amos. It doesn't matter where you are. You can be in the entire city is one big dalet amos. Doesn't make a difference.
Don't you think that it might be that he has to say, I want to be kind of shlisi here?
No, I don't think so. We don't appreciate this.
Talking about sending a shliach, and that's why
food. No, because you're making food. By default is wherever you are, by default, automatically, that's where you're kind of shlisi, period. Done. Finished. That's the default.
Okay, so here, in our case, since we're talking about placement of food, she's saying that it's through a shliach.
Right.
Otherwise, you wouldn't need food.
Exactly. So therefore, the shliach brings the food there, he stays with the food, and then he brings the food back home. Why? It may get lost. Shema ye'aved.
Is he saying this only when there's 2 days?
Yes. Only when there are two days, because when there's one day, you can
back the food.
What? Right, because you need it for tomorrow. Because you need the food for tomorrow. Do the same thing tomorrow. Exactly.
Just leave it there.
Rashi says, Shemo Yeoved. It'll get lost.
Let's say he puts it in a safe deposit box.
Then you're right. You're right. Like Gesundheit, you don't have to bring it back. You're right. Kol HaKavod. Kol HaKavod.
So that's your reason. So it wouldn't say that you have to take it back home. It would say, make sure you put it in a place that's safe. So then you know for sure that it's there tomorrow.
Okay, Shema Yeoved, it'll get lost. The Shuv ain loy Erev
B'Sheni. B'Sheni, but Berishon, it's a good Erev, because since on Erev Shabbos, when Shabbos came in, the Erev was around, so for the first day, he's for sure good. Now, what happens on the second day if Yitaka doesn't bring it back?
So let's see what it says. It says over here, in the Rashi, like it says later on the Mishnah, Nechal Erev Rishon. Okay, they were coming down in the Mishnah in a few moments. We're coming down soon. Okay, V'chayz V'licha B'Sheni. Now let's go back into the Mishnah. Go back to the Mishnah. Keitzad Yaseh Malicha Rishon Machshulav V'Noyloy Boloy B'Sheni Machshulav V'Yochlo Boloy V'Boloy Nimsa Mistaker B'Alichasay Mistaker Beiruvay. He profits. Balichasa, what does that mean, Rashi? Kaloimar, Kaloy Halicha Liyay Machar. Okay, Kaloimar, which means Kaloy Halicha Liyay Machar. Umistaker Beiruvoi, Rashi, Shoichlo, he gets to eat it. Uvi Yomtif Achar Shabbos. What about this? All very fine when it comes to Yomtif before Shabbos. Let's say it's Shabbos and then Yomtif. You can't do this. Because you can't carry the bread back home on Shabbos.
Right.
You bring it barishain. The chayzer v'cholech shamisheni liros in kayim eruva. You have to see if it's still there. Machshich olav. V'imratza yachlenu achreichen. You can eat because you're not carrying it. You can eat it on the spot. You're not carrying it home. So weiter in the Gemara. What? If he doesn't take it home, then there's a risk. What's going to be the next day?
So let's say he doesn't take it home, and he comes back the second day, and he sees it's missing.
Then, that's what the Mishnah says now. We're going to see. The Gemara is going to explain. Let's see. Right now, go Vaita. Let's explain that. Let's go Vaita. That's exactly the Gemara's question. Let's say now it's Nechal, it gets consumed. It's Nechal. Nechal, let's say, I lost the place. Nechal Berishain. Let's say it's Nechal Berishain. It's eaten on the first day. Eruve L'Rishain. V'ein Eruve L'Sheini. What?
But of course, the second day, it's not good. It doesn't help anymore.
Rashi.
One second. This, he says, is it? Okay, go ahead. According to the Chachamim, though, that the two nights are a single continuous.
It's a chumrah.
Then it wouldn't be this rule.
No, but this is the chachamim. Exactly. That's exactly the point.
So doesn't it say the chachamim
were
not continuing? Ketzad Yaseh, we said it's the chachamim. Right?
What?
We said Ketzad Yaseh. We were wondering who says that. So we were saying it's the chachamim. If it's the chachamim, so Nechel Berishoyim, why?
There's no Erev.
Yeah, but it's one Kedusha. So you put it there.
It's one Kedusha L'Chumra, not L'Kula. It's one Kedusha L'Chumra, not L'Kula.
Well, let's see. We'll slug them up. It's that your logic doesn't make sense, because according to you, you should say it should be good the second day, even if it's Nechal. Let's see, Amar Lehem Rebbe Eliezer. Eliezer responded, Moidim Atem, Shehen Shtei Kedushas?
Oh,
I got you.
Don't you admit, right? Exactly. Right, so look at Rashi. So once you admit that you have to be there, once you admit that you got to be there. One ruach to 2 days. L'shnei yamim ma'inu l'ruach achas. Haynu kamaisa. So he's asking the first two parts of the Mishnah repetitious. The Mishnah says exactly the Zelbazach two times.
He's saying shnei yamim in shnei directions are the same question.
Oh, haynu kamaisa. Hachi kamar le'rabban l'rabbi Eliezer. Iata ma'ide. No. Look at the Torah Masti said ma'inu b'shidid l'shnei yamim kamar. One side for both days. Okay, two parts of the Mishnah, same exact thing, fine. So, on one day, don't you admit you can't be married one day, chetzil l'tzav and chetzil l'dorim? Amlochem Aval, yes. We agree. So he said back to them, Kashem Shem Arvim L'yoy Mechel Chetzi Yel Chetzi Dev Chetzi L'dam Kach In Marim L'shneyam L'yoy Mechel L'mizol Yoy Mechel L'marv Rebbe Eliezer Hasem Kedusha Achas Hachal. You can't compare. One day is Kedusha Achas, Hachal it's based Kedushas. Amlochem Rebbe Eliezer Yatem Moedim Shem Eir B'ragla B'yom Rishon Me'arv B'ragla B'yom Sheni Nechal Hu B'yom Rishon Ein Yoytzei Olav B'yom Sheini, Amalei Avol. Yes, Hola I mean certainly based Kedusha Sein. Exactly, Gemara is going to the whole Shaila, right? Certainly, Hola I means. So hey, Rabbanan, no, I told Rabbanan say I told you it's L'chumra. I gave you the answer. I remember this from 7 years ago. Rabbanan Sefuke Misafkale. Correct. Avo means correct. Gerecht.
What's this word? Based kedushas. So you see that there's two kedushas. Rabban spoken is after. It's not like they're sure, they're just being machunra. Achol chumra v'achol chumra. Okay. Weiter.
Amr lo Rabbi Eliezer, yatzad boi d'shei marim b'tchil b'yam t'l Shabbos. Amr lo Rabbi Eliezer. They said to Rabbi Eliezer, yeah? Yatzad boi d'shei marim
b'tchil b'yam t'l Shabbos.
So how you allowed to do 2 days? Why not? Why you not allowed to do that? It's a tikkun. Look over here, Rashi. Yatam moedah shei marim b'tchil l'vid l'shabbos im loy erev bein hashemashay shal erev yomtiv v'chutzrich lotzeis b'shabbos yatam moedah shei yochol arv b'yomtiv yat shei yochol arv b'yom l'shabbos alma kedusha achasi. In other words, you cannot, if you did not make an error for the first day, everyone agrees you cannot make an error on the second day.
Maybe it's not Hilchus Eruv, maybe Hilchus Tikkun, you can't.
But, oh, so maybe that's the answer, but let's see the answer. So, Iyat, Moed, Moshein, Moed, Mithil, Yomtev, L'Shabbos, Amlochem, Avol, yes, correct. So the Rabbanan say, Hola'ai. Excellent. If you admit, Hola'ai means excellent. Excellent. That is an indication. That is an indication. Kedusha achas hi.
Yeah, so
Rabbi Lezer says, no, Hosim Mishum Achono. What's the Achono? Rashi. Shemeichin miyamtif l'shabis. V'loy mishum taimo d'chad yom. It's not because it's a taimo d'chad yom.
What happens if you made an Erev Tavshilin?
So here's a ra'ay, the Erev Tavshilin only works for food preparation, not for walking distance. This is a big machlekes in the machlekes. What does Erev Tavshilin help for? Does it help for everything? Or does it only help for food preparation? Here it's not food preparation, here it is to be able to travel. So when it comes to travel, Erev Tavshilin is not going to help you. Erev Tavshilin primarily helps for food preparation, and this is a big machlekes. Here you see in the Gemara, that it doesn't work. You hear? Hasa mishum achono.
Maybe it's talking, or the Gemara will answer. It's talking about where you didn't make an Erev Tavshilin.
Fine. Or let's say, I'll tell you a better answer. Where you forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin, carry on the rabbi.
Right. Maybe that's the problem. That if you make an Erev Tavshilin, even if you don't make an Erev Tavshilin, if you can rely on the rabbi, so then you can't answer, he didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. Because he
can
rely on the rabbi for that.
You only can rely on the rabbi. So you have to say that he did not make an error more than once. The only time you got to rely on the rabbi is only once. You're not allowed to rely on the rabbi more than once. If you make it, if you forget to make an error to have shul once, then you can send off on the rabbi.
Once of what? A lifetime?
Oh, so the child is, when does it expire? It's a big machloek. Some whole year, attack a whole lifetime, your whole life. Some say you're part of a community. It's not so posh. There's a halach that... If you forget once, you can learn from my father would make an error every year. It was a very big to-do. I had to go get a neighbor. Because when you make an error of Tavshilin, you just make it for yourself in the house. But when the rabbi makes an error of Tavshilin, he has to be mezake la'acher. So I had to go out into the street and find the guy to come into the house, like a Shabbos guy, come into the house to be zoicha on behalf of the entire flapish.
But it had to be a Jew, not a guy.
A Jew. It's even harder to find a Jew than to find a guy.
When you need him, it's easier to find a guy than a Jew.
Exactly. It's even harder. I had to go beg people to come to the house, go back and knock on neighbors' doors. Can you please come to the house? My father wants to make the Erev Tavshilin for the community. For the community. That's a real rabbi. A real rabbi, he makes an Erev Tavshilin mizmezake le'acher to be koine on behalf of the whole community. How many rabbonim in Flatbush do that?
I wouldn't know, but maybe they all do that.
Yeah, I'm willing. There's a shul in every corner.
Do that?
I doubt it.
I'll ask him.
Ask him. That's right, ask him. Don't mention my name. Does he even know I exist? Does he even know that I exist?
So if I mention the name, he might say, I don't know who that is.
He would say that.
I don't think so. I think he knows who you are. I mean,
why would he know who I am? Who does he care? What does he...
You've never participated in a... Siyum, where he was there?
Never.
Never ever?
A Siyum?
Yeah.
What's Siyum? What's Siyum? What are you talking about?
I would imagine that there would be some times when your paths would have crossed.
A Siyum? What kind of Siyum?
If, let's say, somebody...
I went to the funeral of Gil Polinsky. He was maspid Gil Polinsky.
Okay.
I was there. He was maspid him.
Did you say person who picked them up from the street from the gutter and tell them that?
They didn't even know that I was there. They didn't even know I came to the Levaya.
They know everything.
They couldn't kill.
They didn't know. It's better. You're better off. You get a bigger schar for that. If you did a mitzvah and they don't even know, your schar for the mitzvah is even greater than if they knew.
I don't get any schar. Don't worry. I'm not getting any schar for this. Don't worry.
I'm not worried.
Let's go by the Tana Rabbanan.
Till when are we learning? It's already 11:30. I gotta get up for.
For what? You're going to daven tomorrow.
Just because I don't do anything wrong all year, so what do I need to say sleepless?
Exactly.
Well, I get it, but I have to lay. I have to be there for a quarter to seven.
Tomorrow's already Thursday?
I believe so.
Where'd the week go? Where'd the whole week go? Where did the whole year go? Where did the life go?
You remember COVID?
I died in COVID. I was sitting here with you. We were sitting here every night in COVID. We sat here in the shul. Every single night. Every single night.
COVID cuddle.
We didn't miss one night of COVID. There were no weddings. There were no parties.
What does that mean you didn't miss one night? The entire COVID period, you didn't miss one night?
I don't think so.
The shul was closed.
I came here every night. The shul was never closed. I always had access here.
You came in even though it was closed. You had the key to the door.
Right.
So it was closed. You just gained access to the shul when it was closed. So you're telling me that was always true from day one?
Yeah.
Whenever he decided to close the shul, he gave you the keys to get in, or you had the keys.
Yeah. Two shuls. Midwood and here. Every day.
So nobody stopped you from coming in?
Nope. I got permission from both rabbis.
How is that possible?
What's the big deal?
What's the big deal? Because at the beginning, at the very, very beginning, when everybody was extremely, extremely cautious, they might have said to you that it's a sakana and you're not allowed to be in the shul.
Well, the rabbi, he told me that, Rabbi Shulman. And I told him I have nowhere to give the shir. So he says,
Zoom shir.
What?
There was Zoom shir from day one?
Yeah. We didn't even...
I don't remember. Now you're showing me...
We didn't even miss one day. We didn't miss even one day. I told him, so he told me you can give a shir in my office. It's in my office. I said, I'm not going in your office.
What office?
He has an office in the shul there. Midwood.
Oh, he said do it in his office.
Yeah. I told him no. So he said, all right, you want to go, you can go. Don't bother me.
Okay. Let's go a little weiter.
Weiter in the Mishnah. Next halacha. Where are we up to over here? You can make an eruv with your feet.
This is what you were saying.
Nechal eruvay b'yom rishon, ein yoytzei lo b'yom sheni. Divrei Rebbe. Right, poshut. Rashi in the bottom is ein yoytzei lo b'yom sheni. V'harei hu k'bnei iroy. Devadai shtei kedushas hein v'ein olav chashash safek. Okay, Rebbe holds it's Vadai Shtei Kedusha. It's made of simple. Okay, so far simple. He's not discussing making conditions yet. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. He says, Hareze Chamor Gamol. He's Nishtehi Nishteher. In other words, we're going to say that it's a Suffolk Shtei Kedusha. So in other words, Rashi, Dil Mochad Kedusha Hi. Maybe it's one Kedusha. The Kana Eruv Lishne Yom and Behifsid Alpayim Shekeneged Eruv. You're losing out on Alpayim Kedusha on the opposite side. The Kan Loikon, the Kan Loikon, the Klum. Ella Alpayim Shahayulo Beloy Eruv. The Dilma Beis Kedusha is saying, the Loikon Eruv, Ella Lyoim Echad, the Dina Lyois Besheni Kibine Eroi, The ain loy kan el alpayim. So therefore, 2,000 amos in one direction you can go.
Okay.
A chamor gamol can go, you can't go the opposite direction because maybe it's going to be a kosher erev. The erev you made on day number one gets you 4,000 amos in one direction, so you can't go even one amma in the opposite direction. Maybe there is no erev on the day two, so then you really could go 2,000 amos in the opposite direction, but you can't go 4,000 amos. So what is the overlap? What is the common denominator? 2,000 amos.
Okay, right
there. Harei zeh chamor gamol.
Rabbi Shimon
gamol. Rabbi Shimon gamol. Rabbi Shimon gamol. Rabbi Shimon benoi. Shav yachne bari koimin.
Ein ma'ariv b'ragl v'asheni.
Erag b'rishon ein ma'ariv b'ragl v'asheni.
It is one. It is good.
Ein ma'ariv b'ragl v'asheni. It's one kiddush line. So when it says b'ragl, it means you want to go in the opposite direction. That's what it means, really. It means you want to go in the opposite direction. Ma'ariv b'rishon, ein ma'ariv b'rishon, ein ma'ariv b'ragl v'asheni. Nechal eruv b'yoyim rishon. Then yoytse Allah b'sheni, because v'adai one kiddusha. Okay, no sekes. No sfeikas. According to Rabbi Shmuel, we see this, we have now, if you want to put all the Gemaras together, when you put this Braisa together with the Mishnah, our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, you have three opinions. One opinion holds that it's Vadai. It's Vadai.
Two Kedushas,
and Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel, Benoish, Rabbi Yochanan, and Berakah said it's Vadai one Kedusha, and the middle opinion is a Suffolk.
Chamor Gamol.
So Vaita, Omar, what's the bottom line? The bottom line is, Omar, Raf, Halach, Kedal, and Skim, Malol, Velidah, Allah follows. What is in the Dalad Zakenim? The Dalad Zakenim. Chaimina lost the place over here. Halacha ain ma'ar b'ragl b'sheni. Chaimina, what does it say Dalad Zakenim over here? Halacha ke Dalad Zakenim. What are you talking about over here? Ke arbos ha'tanoim halalu shepirtu lahalon. Vaita. The Gemara is going to tell us who they are. Valiba the Rabbi Elazar, the Amar that says Beis Kedushin, the Eilu Ganaz Dal Zakenim, Rabban Shimon Galil, Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rashbi, Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Sittim Ta'ah, the Stam one, the one who Stam, the Ikad Yam. Some say Chavnai Rabbi Elazar. Some say it's Rabbi Elazar. Umapik Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Satinta. Some say that it's Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elias. Rabbi, there is a...
Rabbi Elazar,
okay, is it Tana or Namara?
Tana.
Tana, fine. But Rabbi Elazar, Umapik, take out Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Satinta. Now, Vaha, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breka, Ipcha Shemingle. What are you talking about? You're telling over here that it's Vadai Shtei Kedushais. Excuse me, go to the top of the page. On the top of the page it says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel, 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 Rabbi Shmuel. So what are you telling me? Kedalad, Zakenim, Halal, and all of them paskin, that's going to be Shtei Kedush, it's Mamash Astir Minei Obey. It says you're on the top of the page, Rabbi Yoshua, but Rabbi Shachar, it's going to be one Kedusha. V'ha, Rabban Shimon, Ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon. Now where's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? What was he saying? It was the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, Hareze Chamor Gamol. Chamor, it's a Suffolk. It's a Suffolk Shtei. It's not a Vadai Shtei Kedush. So he, one says that it's a Suffolk, and one says that it's Vaday Yom one Kedusha. So what are you talking about? Yeah? So frek the Gemara. Weiter. Wie gedem sind wir können wir sind 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 And for the Gemara Epoch, reverse the opinions.
Oh, this is very popular.
Iachi Hainu Rebbe. If that's the case, and what will be an Epoch? What's the Epoch? What exactly is the Epoch?
Everything, their opinions are as recorded in the Braise.
Rabbi Shimon and Abliel, Rabbi Shimon and Abliel, and Abraika, they say, they hold that Abraham Barishon, Ma'abraham Barishani. Nechal, Eliva Barishon, Ein, Yoytzil, Barishani, Asher, Lefid, Zed, Daitim, Shashaytis, they change the whole gear around. Change around, the Abraham Barishon means not just turn around names, you have to change the whole gear entirely. Over here on the parish it says, Hapach Dvrayim, the Tirgim Bibrai Sakach, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Rosh Hashanah Mareka Oimim, Eru Baragla Barishayim, Ma'are Baragla Shayim, Nechalil Barishayim, Ein Yoyt Labashayim. So he's changing all around. Epoch, fine, Epoch, Yachi, Hainu, Rebbe. That's what Rebbe says. Eim of Vachain, Omar, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. In a Chanam, you just say Vachain. Ema v'chein, and not u v'chein. There's a chilek between v'chein and u v'chein. On Rosh Hashanah, you say u v'chein 5 times. U v'chein, or ten pachtuch Hashem l'kakol ma'asecha v'masecha. You ready? I scared everyone away. I already found out. I scared everyone away already. No one wants to come. They heard that I'm davening. Canceled. No.
What time is you said you're doing Musaf. What time is Musaf going to start?
No idea. I don't know what time the meeting is starting. No time. What time?
I'll probably be finished davening by the time you start Musaf.
Where are you doubting? The Vesikin?
No. Regular show.
7 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
So what time are they going to stop by him? Also 8 o'clock.
I don't know. 8:15 is Nishmas, I think.
Why so fast?
He says 8 o'clock is Mizmor Shir Chunukah Sabayis.
You cannot daven Pesukim the Zim in 15 minutes. On Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, you need at least 45 minutes to daven from Mizmash. 15
minutes longer than usual. Weiter.
1 year when I daven 1 year, I knew it was time to quit. When I daven 1 year, and the guy there behind me, I turned around, and I noticed that during Unisana Toikef, he was reading the Jewish week.
Put it out on the tables. You have to read it.
Probably. So I saw if the Jewish week is more important to you than Unisana Toikef, then I'm in the wrong place.
I'm just trying to verify that it actually happened by looking at the news to see if they had the story of Unisana Toikef in it. That's what he was doing.
I knew it was time to quit. I once davened for reformed people. I davened Musaf.
That's what my brother-in-law, that was the story. You heard the story I told the Rishabshik. Says my brother-in-law became a Rav, Rav Moshe Weinberger, because of an event that happened to him when he was going to Grossinger's Labor Day weekend. He was still modern. He went to Grossinger's Labor Day weekend, and he heard someone call out. He says, could you hurry up with Slichas? If we hurry, we'll be able to make the light show. So he realized at that point in time that his life is worth nothing unless he converts to Judaism.
I went 1 year, I davened, I went, a guy in Chaim Berlin, he was a rabbi, whole story, out of town somewhere, not so far away. And I went, and he told me I have a minion, but the whole thing was a lie. I come there, they barely had a minion. And the people who came to daven there were barely Shom HaShabbos, probably not even Shom HaShabbos. And I did the Avodah on Yom Kippur like they do in Chaim Berlin. exactly the way they do in Chaim Berlin. And I looked at these guys. They were all like, they're probably, I wonder if they're still alive, these people. They were like in their 80s. And they sat there looking at me like they never saw this before. They never saw this. They like, I don't know where they've been davening all these years. They never saw like the Avoida, the Koyrim, Baruch She.
It was Avoida Zara for them, you mean?
I remember their eyes were literally popping out. Never saw such an expression like that.
Well, the Kohen Gadol, they never saw it. You looked at them, you appeared as the Kohen Gadol. You were wearing your white kittel, and to them it reminded them of the Kohen Gadol.
I have the strangest stories about the Yamin Nairam you ever heard your whole life. Not to now.
Well, my father-in-law has good stories, because he was in Baltfila all over the world, all over the country.
I'm sure he does. He must have really good stories. I'm sure he must have really good stories. Where is he davening this year, your father-in-law?
Yeah.
Where is he davening this year? What's so funny?
I don't know, I didn't say anything.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Your father was the most famous person in the world.
When it comes to Chazanis, we all know him. World renowned.
Is he home renowned?
Wife is no longer around. He rules the house now. For all these years, she ruled him around. Now he rules the house. Problem is, nobody ruled. Nobody left.
Shlomo HaMelech was the Melech on the Makel, it says. He also was all, his whole Malchus was reduced to the Makel. He was reduced to the makel. Weiter.
The last of Nami Rebbe, let him also include Rebbe. He's saying the same thing.
So v'cheina ma Rebbe.
Rebbe
tunnel. Ja, heinu Rebbe. And v'cheina ma Rebbe. Ja, heinu Rebbe. En v'cheina ma Rebbe. V'cheina ma Rebbe. En v'cheina ma Rebbe. V'cheina ma Rebbe. V'cheina ma Rebbe. V'cheina ma Rebbe. Oh, wait. What? I don't see the Gemara. The Gemara is Epoch. Epoch.
The Reb Shimon Gamliel and Reb Shmuel ben Yochanan were not going against it, but supporting Rebbe, not against Rebbe.
The Lich of Nami Rebbe. Oh, and the list. Oh, it should be five. It shouldn't be four. Five. Not four Zakenim. Five Zakenim. Right. Rebbe Tana Love Elosav. Let Rebbe Tana Love. And he doesn't hold of it. When Rebbe said in the Mishnah, Rebbe was a compiler. He wasn't an independent thinker in this matter. Rebbe was not saying his opinion. He was just mentioning in the Mishnah. He's not an independent opinion. Rebbe Tani Lo V'Lo Sava Lo. Frek the Gemara.
Rabbanan
Nami Tani Lo V'Lo Sava Lo. Rav Gemara Gamala. Rav had a tradition. No. Had a tradition that Rabbanan Taka, they hold it. It's not just Tam. They Mamish, they hold it. Rav Gemara Gamala.
He didn't hold it.
Alright, we have to stop here. It's late. Stop here. Alright, tomorrow, Mirat Hashem. Tomorrow.
We'll start from here, right?
Yep. What's today's daf? Today is Wednesday. Today's daf is Lamed Ches. This is today's daf. Alright. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Be well.
We're here right now with Dov Hyken at the White House. Simple question, what does this day mean to you?
Well, it's an absolutely remarkable day. Peace is something that everybody treasures, regardless of who you are, where you're from.